$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Don't worry about dying, you were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Why do I keep doing this? It is the Parts Unknown show. Late night with Chris Horrific on 101.9 CITR.
train goes slow, where sinners can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a river by the trestle, oh, by sinners grow.
Down there.
I love that song. That is Tom Waits from his album Orphans. Three CDs. It's really good. There's Brawlers, Ballers, and I'm too tired to care about looking. Bastards, of course. Of course. That was a song called Down There by the Train. It's just really good, and I'm really tired yet again. This is the fifth thing that I had to do today. It is very late. I had to podcast half of my show again because I have to work tomorrow. So my apologies if this comes off really bad, but I don't think it will because I think I got a pretty good show. At least half of it. I tried this last week and I thought that the late night part of the show was going to be this really sad part. Last week, I couldn't do anything right on the first hour. It was horrible. I destroyed the tape that I recorded. I don't want to hear that. I don't want anyone to hear that again. Hopefully this will be better. My name's Chris. This is The Kids of Whidney High. I hope you enjoy it. I just stumbled across it, and it's some good time fun pop. I thought I'd do four songs of good time fun pop. This is Pretty Girls.
Everywhere I go, at the pool,
Yes. My old friend Nut Brown doing solo stuff. That was the first song that he ever showed me. I really like it. The guitar is so amazing at the end of that. And I love the organ. Awesome. Yes. Life After Death. That's Nut Brown with his song. Oh, what is it called? Forget it. The song is the lovely Welcome Back on the Greenbelt Collective compilation. Has some great songs by the Greenbelt Collective themselves, but also some Ghostbees that they met on tour, some Winter Mitts. And the Wind Whistles, quite like them. Good. Okay, let's rock. Okay, good. I've never heard this song before. I just have it, and I'm sure you have. And do I even have to introduce it? I heard so much about Patti Smith, and I've heard so much about the album Horses. But was Easter the album after Patti Smith? I'm just wondering. This is a track from it. I'll say it. It's called Rock and Roll Nigger. I know you know it. And I'd like to play it for you. It's quite amazing. And I'm going to put a whole bunch of other great tracks along with it. Hopefully it'll flow wonderfully. This is 101.9 CITR.
Suffering is thereby extend their hand. The storm that lends harm also makes fertile. Blessed is the grass and herb and the tree of thorn and light. We'll be right back.
that request for love. Escape velocity, you're so deceptive. Sickness, sex, well, is that really you?
Won't you be mine, you drunk lover? Won't you be mine, you drunk girl? Won't you be mine, you drunk lover? Be mine, you drunk girl.
Saxophone, contemporary art. What do you think about the state of healthcare? What do you think about hunger in Pizza Hut?
I'm sorry, there was 10 seconds left. I thought that he had something for us, but nope. For Montreal, that's King Kong and the Shrines. Yes, track 7 from his pretty awesome album. I hear the last one, what it is or what is it, is even better, but I quite like every song, and that was the tune Welfare Bread. They're playing, I guess, Monday night at the Red Room as part of their conquering of Vancouver. King Kong has got huge horn section, cheerleader, great drummer, great guitar player, King Kong and the Sensational Shrines. I hope that you can be there for it. I also played some makeup from the Save Yourself album, released a long, long time ago on K Records, no doubt. Very nice. That was the song, Make Me a Feeling Man. Ian Swevnonius, that's the gentleman's name, I think I'm pronouncing it right. I see every once in a while on YouTube, he has this interview TV show where he's interviewing music's elite, like, you know, Henry Rollins and Ian MacKaye, and he did one of Genesis Peorage. It's called Soft Focus, and it's at the Guggenheim? Is that it? That doesn't feel right. It's at an art gallery. And fantastic, and some of it is pretty good, but the guy, I don't think he knows what he's doing. It's still pretty entertaining. I also played a little snippet from a Spooks CD that my friend Pietro put out. He's really into found sounds and a lot of people experimenting with different textures and whatever. And that was something that I hope you enjoyed. Also played something from John Spencer from his Now I Got Worry album. He is still great. He's still got it. Still one of the coolest men in the world. And also played some Homosexuals, released 1978. The album's called Homosexual CD. That's pretty fantastic. We have it, and I thought it was stolen. Nope. Also played some Blood on the Wall, their very first one. I thought that went well with Patti Smith Group, and a track from her second release, her sophomore effort, Easter. I'm probably wrong. This is 101.9 CITR. My name's Chris, and I got a couple more before I say goodbye and go to sleep. What a long day. Got family troubles. My lady's got family troubles. What is two lovers to do? You tell me. You tell me, Canada, because I don't know. I don't know. All right. From Calgary, Alberta, this is Azeta Booth. Quite like this band. That's a fellow singing that high. Pretty amazing. This features Mike Atkinson. Is that the gentleman's name? Darn it. I know this. He's got a Y instead of an I to spell Mike because he wanted to piss off his parents. And piss him off he did. This is Azeta Booth. I hope you enjoy it. Ran into my friend Julie Calero, and she kind of told me about this band. Didn't get me into them. I wasn't that big a fan. I like that song, though. That's The No Twist. They have a new album out, and I'm sure it's been played a lot. That was track four from their The Devil, You and Me. The song was called Alphabet. Yes, very nicely done. I like the drums. I like the feel. I also had a little bit of a Zeta Booth from Calgary, Alberta. Played the Sled Island Music Festival. One day I would really like to chat them up again. My friend Mike was in a band called Beneath These Idle Tides, and I got a chance to interview him when they played live from 30 Bird Radio Hell. It was really fun. They're very nice fellows, all of them, especially now that he's in a new band. Those guys are great too. This is my last song. Thanks very much for not listening. I know it's late. It's okay. Get to work early there, you characters. An old one. The same kind of feel. Little dancey, little electronic sounds. This is... where is he from? Dundas, Ontario. This is the band Caribou. From their breakout album, The Milk of Human Kindness. Something from them. Thanks very much. Take care.